Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. The New York Times is reporting that President Trump says he wanted to keep aid to Ukraine frozen, pending investigations into his political rivals, including former Vice President Joe Biden and his family. The Times report cited accounts from multiple people, none of them named, who had seen drafts of a manuscript of a book that former National Security Advisor John Bolton is writing about his time in the White House. NPR has not seen a draft of the manuscript and cannot vouch for the accuracy of the report. The White House and the National Security Council also did not respond to NPR's request for a comment. Sports fans around the world are mourning the shocking death today of an NBA legend. Kobe Bryant and his 13-year-old daughter were among nine people killed in a helicopter crash in Southern California. The 41-year-old was a five-time NBA champion and an 18-time All-Star. NPR's Tom Goldman has more.
Sources confirmed to NPR that Kobe Bryant and his daughter died in the crash in Calabasas, California, Sunday morning. Sources tell ESPN the helicopter was taking passengers to a youth basketball game. Orange Coast College in California confirmed head baseball coach John Altobelli, his wife and daughter, also were killed. Authorities are not releasing all the victims' names until a coroner's investigation is done and next of kin notified. Kobe Bryant played his entire 20-year career with the LA Lakers. A huge outpouring of grief included another Lakers legend, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Kobe, my thoughts are with you. Rest in peace, young man. It's just hard to comprehend.
The FAA and NTSB are investigating the crash. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
The number of cases of coronavirus continues to climb. China alone is now reporting 2,744 cases and 80 deaths from the new disease. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports from Hong Kong that health officials in China and throughout the region are putting in new measures to try to contain the outbreak.
China is sending hundreds of military and civilian doctors to Wuhan to treat the growing number of patients there. Beijing is also slapping additional travel restrictions on areas where cases continue to pop up. Chinese officials say the disease appears to spread more readily than initially thought, and some carriers of the virus are not showing fever or other clear symptoms. Meanwhile, Hong Kong has banned travelers from Wuhan from entering the city. Hong Kong hospital officials say they're already asking nurses to work two-week-long shifts to staff wards of suspected and isolated cases. The city is also setting up new isolation wards and campsites in a housing project to deal with the expected influx of patients. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Hong Kong.
Asian markets are trading in mixed territory at this hour. The Nikkei, the main market in Japan, is down nearly 2%. The Hang Seng in Hong Kong is up about 0.1%, and the Asia Dow is down about 0.4%. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. Today was India's Republic Day, a national holiday celebrating 70 years since India's constitution took effect. NPR's Lauren Freyer reports there is an annual military parade in the Indian capital of New Delhi.
There were thousands of soldiers, politicians, and police, but also folk dancers and school children riding atop ornate floats. It was all broadcast live on national TV. Past guests of honor at India's Republic Day parade have included Queen Elizabeth and Barack Obama. This year, Prime Minister Narendra Modi hosted Brazil's President Jair Bolsonaro, whose right-wing politics have been compared to Modi's. The holiday this year comes amid nationwide protests against Modi's Hindu nationalist government over a new citizenship law that critics say betrays India's constitution by excluding Muslim refugees. Secularism and equal rights for all are enshrined in India's constitution, which took effect 70 years ago today. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, Mumbai.
At the weekend box office, the third Bad Boys film, coming 17 years after Bad Boys 2, took the top spot with $34 million in ticket sales in its second weekend. The R-rated comedy, which cost around $90 million to make, has already grossed $120 million domestically. In second place, the 1917 movie, with $15 million in its fifth weekend. Worldwide, the World War I film has taken in $200 million. Also, Sam Menendez took the top prize this weekend at the Producers Guild Award. In third place, the fantasy adventure film Doolittle with $12 million. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.